News release. Department of Health and Human Services. Lansing, Michigan. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, announces the launch of a new Children's Services Administration, CSA, teaming and support model in April as part of its efforts to make Michigan the best place to raise kids and build families. The model, in which a CPS staff person is assigned to a family and works independently throughout the process, keeps that worker tied up in administrative burden and other tasks instead of focusing on the needed supports and attention to the family, said MDHHS Director Elizabeth Hurdle. The new model teams various staff members, including caseworkers, economic support staff, supervisors, to work collaboratively to support the needs of the children and families. We are rebuilding the system to better serve communities and residents, along with our staff who face high rates of burnout and staff turnover. With this new teaming model, employees will have clear and distinct roles and guidance on collaboration expectations to provide support for families from the moment they enter the child welfare system. The team, including caseworkers, supervisors, family resource specialists, and other support roles, will work cohesively to address families' specific needs, whether it's economic, educational, or administrative. This will empower the CSA workforce by providing additional supports to handle complex situations, both improving the employee experience and reducing turnover while maintaining continuity for families. It is anticipated that the teaming model will increase shared decision-making and improve opportunities for apprenticeship-based learning. Help improve the permanency rate for families, decreasing handoffs within the child welfare system and increasing stability for children. Build a common set of community support resources and navigators to strengthen the foundation for long-term support. The new teaming and support model aligns with the department's Keep Kids Safe Action Agenda, which focuses on prevention, intervention, stability, wellness, and workforce. The Keep Kids Safe Action Agenda, announced in 2023, includes more than 20 protocols and policies to improve the safety and well-being of Michigan children. Developed over the course of more than 4 years, the agenda relies on best practices in child welfare and commits the department to the nation's highest standards. One of the first cohorts of MDHHS offices to implement the new model in April, with one or two teams, will represent these counties: Allegan and Barry, Macomb, Sanilac and St. Clair, Saginaw, Grand Traverse, Kalkaska, and Leelanau. A statewide rollout is planned for early 2026. The CSA teaming model creates an opportunity to enhance support for our staff and the support needed for our families. As a MDHHS leader, we continuously review areas of opportunity with a solution-based lens, and this change will lead to better outcomes for our workforce and continue to prioritize keeping children safe, said Tashara Price, MDHHS Macomb County Director. Prior to announcing the launch of the teaming and support model, MDHHS visited and spoke with individuals across Michigan to better understand challenges associated with the current welfare system. The department hosted focus groups with CSA staff and managers, conducted site visits and individual interviews with CSA employees, as well as heard from many individuals with lived experience in the welfare system. MDHHS will continue to integrate feedback from employees and families throughout the implementation process.